This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli airstrikes pounded the southern city of Rafah Saturday after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered his military to prepare a plan to evacuate civilians from the southern border city ahead of an expected ground invasion. Associated Press, citing health officials and eyewitnesses, reported 28 people were killed when airstrikes hit several homes in the Rafah area. Associated Press said the dead included 10 children. Netanyahu's office said Friday the military was ordered to develop a plan to evacuate civilians in Rafah and destroy four Hamas battalions it said was deployed there. In a statement, Netanyahu said it is impossible to achieve the goal of the war of eliminating Hamas by leaving four Hamas battalions in Rafah. On the contrary, it's clear that intense activity in Rafah requires civilians evacuate the areas of combat. The statement did not say where he wanted the plan or where he thought the more than 1.4 Palestinians could evacuate to, when UN officials have said repeatedly there's nowhere safe in Gaza. After U.S. President Joe Biden this week called Israel's military response in Gaza over the top, the White House has been quick to reiterate U.S. support for Israel's right to defend itself. At a news conference Friday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said while nothing has changed as it relates to U.S. policy on the Israel-Hamas war, the president's comments were specifically about Israel's conduct in Gaza.
He's been clear that the United States wants to see Hamas, a terrorist organization, defeated. But at the same time, while we have said that, we have been also very clear, the president has been very clear, that they must do so by ensuring that their operations are targeted and conducted in a way that we are protecting innocent civilians.
Biden made the comments during an evening White House news conference Thursday and said he continues to work tirelessly to press Israel and Hamas to agree to an extended pause in fighting. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden Friday decried a Republican delay in approving new U.S. aid to Ukraine for its war against Russia. Biden made the comments during a meeting at the White House with visiting German Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
A failure of the United States Congress, if it occurs, not to support Ukraine is close to criminal neglect. It is outrageous. Kissinger was right when he said not since Napoleon has Europe not looked over his shoulder and worried about Russia until now.
The U.S. Senate is moving toward a final vote to advance a $95.3 billion military aid package, of which about $60 billion would go towards Ukraine's war with Russia. Earlier Friday, a four-member bipartisan delegation of members of the U.S. Congress met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv, seeking to give assurances they would do their part to get crucial stalled military aid through the U.S. House of Representatives. As the world's third-largest democracy prepares for national elections Wednesday, women and minority candidates in Indonesia face questions about whether voters will accept them. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Women hold about 21% of seats in parliament, despite a quota system that calls for 30% of candidates to be women. Christians make up 14% of parliament, even though they're only around 9% of the population, but face constant questions about their faith and sometimes the threat of blasphemy charges. A new party is nominating candidates from groups that are hardly represented at all, such as people with disabilities and domestic workers. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Pakistan officials Saturday pushed back at criticism over the military over the conduct of its parliamentary elections, which were held amid sporadic militant attacks and unprecedented stoppage of all mobile phone services. The strongly worded reaction from the foreign ministry insisted the vote was peaceful and successful. The U.S. State Department said Thursday's vote was held under undue restrictions on freedoms of expression. U.S. federal health officials say flu cases are on the rise in parts of the U.S. Midwest. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Although the numbers are coming down nationwide, flu-like viruses appear to be spreading in the Midwest. The Centers for Disease Control says 23 states are now seeing high levels of respiratory illnesses. That's up from 18 states the week before. And that includes COVID-19 cases, which right now are outpacing the flu. Since October, there have been 22 million people who've gotten sick, and 15,000 flu deaths have been reported so far. Overall, researchers say it looks like the flu season reached its peak in late December, but a second surge is possible. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.